My mother had a very strong testimony of the gospel, and this entire service has been her testimony to each of us. She picked the songs, she's picked the talks. And it being her testimony, she has asked me to address the topic of the atonement. To understand the atonement, we need to put it in context of the entire plan of salvation. We need to understand the purpose of this life. It is more than just to live a life of joy, and pleasures, and self-gratification. There's a higher plan. We need to learn and understand that plan. And death is part of that plan. Developing faith and coming to know one's Maker is the core of the plan. And having hope with regard to one's eternal destiny and experience, real joy, are also part of God, this life's purpose. In the pre-earth life, we were sons and daughters of an eternal Father and Mother. God our Father wanted each of us to be like Him. In Moses it states, "For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." We could not become like Him and enjoy the blessings that He does without the experience of living in mortality with a physical body. Closing plans were presented in the Council of Heaven, and with our agency granted to us at that time, we chose to follow our Heavenly Father's plan. This earth was created and prepared for the habitation of God's children, and Adam and Eve were placed on it. Given their agency and promptings from both good and evil, they eventually chose to partake of the forbidden fruit. And the fall and mortality came about according to the plan. Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. Previous to the fall, they could know no joy because they had not experienced sorrow or pain. Now that Adam and Eve were mortal, they could suffer pain and sorrow as well as joy and happiness. They were also in a position to suffer illness and frailty and death. They could also now have children and the experiences of parenthood. These experiences we are now having on mortality are to help us to prepare to meet God. For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is the day for men to perform their labors. There are things that we have to learn and experience that only can be accomplished with a mortal body. We learn, we try, we make mistakes, we try to repair those mistakes and repent and progress and move on. This is also part of what we understood the plan would be. Our associations are also critical in this learning and growth, especially our associations and families. All this is part of the natural order of this earth life. These mortal experiences are essential in God's plan. However, God is perfect, and we are not, and no unclean thing can enter into His presence. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. With our having sinned even once, on our own merits, we cannot return to live with God, and we suffer a spiritual death. In the plan of our Heavenly Father, He provided for us Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the atonement. We also will each of us suffer a physical death. Every person on this earth has an imperfect mortal body, and we will eventually die. Our bodies are designed to both heal from sickness and injury, as well as to age and decay. The balance between healing and decay and mortality is in favor of the decay. And at some point, we will all pass away and leave this mortal body aside. While there's a space of time between death, which is the separation of the body and the spirit, and the resurrection, which is the reuniting of the body and the spirit. I don't know what all goes on during this period of time. But one thing that I do suspect is that during this separation of body and spirit, our spirit will gain some invaluable information with respect to what it's like to not have a body after having had one. This invaluable experience, is an invaluable experience, as the body is so important in feeling the fullness of joy. Then we will appreciate more fully even a frail and imperfect body. There will also be a partial judgment where those who have been obedient to their covenants and are in a state of happiness and are most likely to be in a state of service to our Heavenly Father and His children awaiting the resurrection. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. We're told that there will be that all will be resurrected and receive perfect bodies for the eternities. This is a free gift from Christ and all those who have been born. This resurrection of the body shall come to all, both old and young, both bond and free, both male and female, both wicked and the righteous. And even there shall not be so much of the hair of the head shall be lost, but everything shall be restored to its perfect frame, as it is now, or in the body, and shall be brought and be arranged before the bar of God, the Son of God, and the God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, to be judged according to their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. The atonement becomes effective in our behalf spiritually if we've repented of our sins and have made and kept the essential ordinances and covenants. Then Christ will overcome the obstacles created by our sinful behavior to make us perfect in the sight of God. Jesus Christ will then act as our advocate to the Father and plead our case. Our case will be judged on the merits of Jesus Christ and our evidence of our love to Him. If ye love me, keep my commandments. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. This triumph of Jesus Christ over our pain and sorrow and spiritual death is by His suffering in Gethsemane and on the cross, and over our physical death by His resurrection is called the atonement. All that is unfair about life will be made right through the atonement of Jesus Christ. I bear my testimony that I do know that Jesus Christ lives. He suffered and He paid the price for the atonement and has made it available for us in our lives. We each need to soften our hearts and recognize where we need to repent and make those necessary steps for repentance so that we can demonstrate to Christ that we do indeed love Him and want to be with our families and with God through the eternities. I also know that Mom spent her entire life in trying to teach us these things, and she still wants it now even more than ever before. Mom has demonstrated throughout her life that she loves the Savior Jesus Christ, and it was her dying wish that each of us would show this love for Him and one another. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.